Nature at its best is nature at its simplest. At Red Barn, we've kept it simple for 20 years by concentrating on single-ingredient natural dog treats. Because Mother Nature's actually pretty good at this. Bones are just tasty bones. Meat treats are just nourishing meat. It's nature at its simplest. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Natural Treats. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our slow-roasted, natural, meaty bones.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Right Stream and hashtag Right Stream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Everyone, welcome to Just Believe Radio. I am your host, Lisa Tarvis, and I just want to welcome everyone on this day after Halloween. I hope all of you are not eating as much candy as I am, because it's ridiculous how much candy we ended up having left over. Actually, it's ridiculous how much candy my husband bought. Then, well, of course, we were going to have a bunch left over, but it's really hard to resist, so I'm going to have to get it together here soon. But anyway, again, it's also the first full day of it being dark earlier, which is quite interesting to adjust to. I was out earlier, and I came out of the place I was in. I walked out of the store, and I walked out, I'm like, what? How long was I in there? It was silly. It was dark so early. So that's a little bit of an adjustment as well, but it's really cool to be welcoming the fall season and, of course, winter following fall. And as much as I love spring and summer, I always look forward to fall and winter, too. So I hope you all do as well. Anyway, again, my name is Lisa Tarvis, and I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner. I had a company called Metaphysical Healing for many years that I did psychic readings and Reiki healing and all kinds of spiritual counseling, things of that sort. And our friendly, lovely call screener that if you've called in, you've talked to probably this evening, she actually was starting a network called Right Stream Radio Network, and I was like, hey, me too. And it was something that we ended up creating into a seven-day-a-week radio network. And this is one of the favorite shows on the network. We have some awesome shows. But, you know, everybody loves having a psychic reading done. And even though I'd love to delve into other metaphysical issues and spiritual issues, this is really what everybody's loving. So this is what we end up doing every week because we want to make you happy. I'm also the author of Just Believe, the book Just Believe, which was just republished by Right Stream Publishing. And Right Stream Publishing is the baby that Darry and I had together. She's probably freaking out right now. Anyway, so yes, we started Right Stream Radio, and then we created Right Stream Publishing LLC, which is our publishing company. We work with all sorts of indie authors, any genre of a book you're interested in writing. We help you get your story told, so make sure you check us out on rightstreampublishing.com and, of course, rightstreamradio.com. Everyone, the chat room is open, and you can come into the chat room and chat with us. I get to it as much as I can, and I know Daria gets in there, and we usually have a lot of people talking to each other, so it's a fun way to spend some time, especially if you're on hold. Anyway, so tonight we have another great, great psychic from PsychicSource.com, and that's where we've had Bridget in the past, if you remember Bridget. She's from PsychicSource.com, and this psychic's name is Joseph, and he has incredible reviews as well. PsychicSource.com only gets the best. I mean, they interview them, they screen them, they make sure they know what they're doing before they let them on their network of psychics. So everyone can feel very comfortable with the readings tonight. Joseph and I apologize, Joseph, because I know we have not had a chance to talk privately or personally yet, but this is me, Lisa, and welcome. And I'll bring you on in just a minute. I definitely want to read your bio and let everyone know who Joseph is, but if you look at, if you're on the show page, you can actually see a link to his profile, so you can actually read his profile. You can see when he's on the air and are on the site to give readings and all of that too. But it's at psychicsource.com, and his name is Joseph. So I'm going to read his bio now, and then we're going to bring him on the air. And I know there are a ton of callers already waiting, so we will get to as many of you as we can. I want to also remind everyone, you have to keep it to one question, and I know this is really hard because everybody has follow-up questions. I get it, but that's why you hire Joseph off air. You ask you one question, he's going to give you as thorough of an answer as he can. This isn't a teaser show. We're not trying to, you know, just make you want more. He's going to answer you, but he can only spend so much time with you because we have so many people that call in every week. And we really want to be fair and get to as many as we can. Please, please go to psychicsource.com and look for Joseph or click on that link at the bottom of the page, at the bottom of the bio part of the page, and check him out there. Save the bookmark the page and go back and talk to him more. One question, please. I know you're going to have follow-up stuff, but you're going to have to follow up with him off air because we want to, again, get to as many people as you can. Again, psychics tell you what they see. They don't. It's not about blowing sunshine up your butt. It's about telling you what's honest, and that's the kind of psychic I like to deal with, and that's the kind of psychics I have on this show. Not people that are just going to tell you what you want to hear to make you happy. They're going to tell you the truth. So if you don't want to know the truth, you might not want to ask the question. Anyway, I'm going to read Joseph's bio. It starts, when fear is banished, healing will naturally take place, which is a quote. And then we go on with who Joseph is. Joseph is a psychic medium, clairvoyant, and metaphysical teacher who has helped people find clarity and guidance through a variety of modalities for over 30 years. Callers say they are amazed by his accuracy, while he leaves them feeling informed and refreshed with a new plan to bring peace and harmony into their life. In January of 1959, Joseph was born into a magical family and started his psychic training at a very young age. His mother and grandmother, both being mystics and professional psychic readers, started teaching Joseph symbolism and the tarot, which I'm sure he pronounces differently because I always get yelled at by people. I always say tarot, but I know there are lots of ways to pronounce it. But he started learning tarot at the age of 5. At the age of 6, Joseph was contacted by a spirit guide that led him to an injured pet. Over the years, Joseph worked with many different teachers, learning Celtic mythology, herbal healing, spiritualism, and many different types of divination. In the past 25 years, Joseph has worked with law enforcement agencies to assist them in solving crimes and finding missing persons. Joseph has read for people from all walks of life, including many well-known celebrities. Currently, Joseph is living in the mountains of North Carolina with a dog named Sage and two cats, Mandrake and Guidian. I don't know. This is probably something that I'm just some kind of thing. I just don't know what it is, but G-W-Y-D-I-O-N. However you pronounce that. Writing keeps him busy, and when he's not at the keyboard, he spends most of his time in nature. Being a natural psychic medium, Joseph works with tarot, runes, angel, and spirit guides. His readings are as unique as each individual and focus on problem-solving detail. Again, you can reach Joseph off the air at psychicsource.com. And the link is at the bottom of the page, and we'll be posting it in the chat room as well. But you look for him, Joseph, and you will find him at psychicsource.com. So now we have so many people that have called in, and you know I am really grateful for everyone who calls in every week, and all the new people that are new listeners to the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to my show and for supporting RightStream Radio and, of course, RightStream Publishing. But I want to bring Joseph on. Hi, Joseph. Thank you so much for being on Just Believe tonight.
Hi, Lisa.
Great to finally talk to you. This was a kind of last-minute thing I threw at Psychic Source, and Joseph was kind enough to come on and do our readings tonight, and I really appreciate that because I know you didn't have much prep time for this. But I love the healing side of what you do as a psychic. I really believe that psychics can cause so much healing without ever laying hands on a person, you know, just by giving them peace and comfort with their words. Can you talk a little bit about that? How you know, do you agree with that? Is that what you think you're doing?
Well, I can do energy healings. I was taught when I was just but a wee boy to drop pain and infliction out of somebody's body and replace it with the universal healing light. But as a reader, when people call, what I try to do is help them find the answers that they're looking for, as well as if something negative should show up, help provide them with a way around it where they can avoid the negative aspects that are about to show up in their life. And the knowingness, knowing what's about to come, I believe to know is to advert.
Absolutely.
And the healing takes place not just on a physical level, but on a spiritual level and a mental and emotional level as well.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And I think that that's what's so important about psychics and the difference between the concept of a fortune teller and an actual psychic and the fact that they're telling you what's going to happen so you're prepared, like you said. And I think that's so crucial for people to understand. A true psychic is giving you what they're seeing so you can prepare yourself. You know, you may not like what they say, but, you know, it is for your own good that you know what's about to come your way. So I totally agree with what you're saying. And tonight, Joseph, are you going to be using cards or and how do you say tarot? I have to ask.
Tarot. Just like that.
You would not believe how many people I talk to, and they're like, no, it's the tarot, it's the tarot. Or I mean, I'm just like, whoa, I don't know. I just call it the tarot. Anyway.
Just the emphasis on the pronunciation.
Yeah, it's a little, I don't know. I think it's just what you're taught. Are you going to be using any cards, or are you just using your intuition?
I have cards on the table. Sometimes I use them. Sometimes I use ruin stones. Sometimes
right.
I use a scrying mirror or a scrying ball, and sometimes I just listen to someone's voice and I close my eyes and see images pertaining to them.
So you kind of think like you get a question, you connect with the energy, and then you're able to, because that's how I always work too. I use angel cards and sometimes a pendulum and things like that. And I could always tell, like I'd always start out with nothing, you know, using nothing, but I would immediately like be told, grab your cards, grab your pendulum, you know, like I always kind of just got guidance that I was going to need something more for whatever reason.
Exactly. Or maybe just for clarification, if I should see something that seems unusual to me, or if the person asking the question, if I get a feeling that they don't understand what I'm saying, I will use some kind of a tool to get clarification on that.
Right. All right. Well, if you're ready, we're going to start out with some callers and get some answers for some people that are either struggling or just needing clarification on things. So why don't we start with Kathy from Maryland. Hi, Kathy. Thank you for calling in.
Hi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. Do you have a question for Joseph?
I do. Hi, Joseph.
Hi, Kathy.
I've been on my spiritual journey for the last four years, and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing, which way I'm supposed to be going.
what I'm getting, Kathy, just by listening to your voice, is that you are very much on the right track. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. First of all, you're well protected. I'm seeing three different angels watching over you. And you're much more intuitive than what you even give yourself credit for. Your own special skill, your special talent, Kathy, is being clairsentient. Do you know what that is?
That's the feeling.
Exactly. Clairvoyancy is a French word that means clear seeing or clear vision. Clairsentience is clear feeling. You feel things. You just don't always trust yourself. You get these intuitive feelings, these intuitive flashes, these gut feelings, if you would. And then you let that old left side of the brain come in and start analyzing. You're also going through a space in your life right now where not just your spiritual path, but the mundane aspects of your life, which will aid you on your spiritual path, is I'm seeing pressure being lifted and removed when I focus on you. You've been for about the last year on an emotional roller coaster is what I see. Mood swings from high to low at quick succession. That's common when one's about to go through the kind of life changes that you're about to go through. It's like a whole breakthrough into a whole new realm of growth. And it seems like just recently you've been hindered by somebody close. Little minor disputes that lead to larger disagreements. They're behind you. And it feels to me like there's this breakthrough. You're ready to move forward is what I'm seeing. And a lot of growth. What I'm seeing when I focus on you is I'm seeing a garden, which is very symbolic, Kathy. This is a garden where the ground has been tilled well, the seeds planted properly, and the harvest being much more bountiful than what you're expecting. You're not talking about corn, carrots, and tomatoes being grown in Maryland this time of year. What you're going to be growing is your own spiritual growth. And it's going to come easily and effortlessly, as over the past 4 years, you have already experienced the self-sacrifice for spiritual growth. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Keep it up.
Wow. Thank you so much.
It's very positive. That's great, Kathy.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been a struggle, so. Mm-hmm.
You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. I don't like to use the words dark cloud or shadow, but I don't know how else to describe what I'm seeing, Kathy. You've been kind of stuck where you want to move forward faster than you've been able to, but you're really moving forward into your own spiritual journey at your own rate. You just get excited and you want to move faster than you have been. And the only way I can describe what I'm seeing is like this dark cloud lifting and moving away from you.
Wow, that's so true. I get like anxious. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for calling in, and hope to talk to you again.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Kathy.
And
I really enjoy seeing people entering into their own spiritual journey and making strides. I get every bit as excited as they do.
Yeah, it is exciting. It really is, because it can happen at any point in your life, you know, and that's what's so cool, is it kind of comes out of the blue. You just may not even see it coming, and I think that's awesome. All right, let's move on to Trish from Connecticut. Hey, Trish, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Did you have a question for Joseph?
I did. Joseph, I'm getting ready to embark on a construction project, and I'm wondering if you can give me a little insight. I have probably three or four different people bidding on the job. Little insight as to who would be the best person. I don't mean the name. I just mean maybe some characteristics.
Actually, there's going to be two. I'm seeing an older man with lighter hair. As soon as you said a construction project, I saw this man. He's older, man in his maturity, lighter hair. You're going to recognize him, as he seems to have excellent leadership skills, excellent leadership abilities. I'm seeing a whole new beginning. This is something that recently started. There's still activity beneath the surface. And I'm seeing a little bit of struggle that's coming up, some unforeseen struggle, perhaps some financing issues. I'm also seeing some disagreements where this older man with the lighter hair can come in and take care of this disagreement, these disagreements that are about to happen. And there's activity beneath the surface. Everything hasn't been presented yet. However, there is going to be a choice. This older man, you'll recognize him by his leadership skills, his leadership abilities. People just seek him out. And then there's going to be another man. This man's younger. He's a younger energy. And he seems to be very strong mentally, and he has a very good head for numbers, a good head for business and numbers. And I'm seeing a choice between the two of them. And you'll have to pretty much look ahead to look at their skill, their ability, and to go with your own gut instinct, your own inner voice, your own inner bell. But I'm feeling like before, it's not long, before the end of the year, you're going to have it narrowed down to these two different men. And I'm getting the name Gary, something significant with the name Gary.
Okay. That makes sense, Fred? I will definitely look at that.
Any of that make sense?
You know, I haven't chosen anyone yet. Of the people that have applied, there hasn't been a Gary, but I guess my where I was a little confused there when you said the financing, are you talking about future financing or
future financing? This is, I want to say, before the end of the year, where there's activity beneath the surface. Something is going to resurface where it's going to be financing. There's going to be more resources need to get the project started, to actually bring it into manifestation.
Got it. Well, I will look for these two individuals. One person does fit your profile, the younger person, although he's partnered with someone else, so that's why it threw me a little, but it could be him. And the other person I'm not sure about.
And the name Gary came through. That hasn't surfaced yet. There's activity beneath the surface. Everything has yet to really be presented to you, but it will.
Okay.
And you'll be able to make a more educated, informed decision once everything is there where you can look and see it.
When you say everything's beneath the surface, I'm assuming you meant that as a, do you mean as a negative or a positive?
No, not everything beneath the surface. Just things that are going on beneath the surface, things happening that haven't been presented to you yet, things that are going to happen. Just this one specific challenge that's going to arise.
Okay.
And that's still going to call for a decision process between two different people to help you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Good luck, Trish.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Moving right along. We're going to move to, now, finally, we're going to move to the West Coast tonight. We were kind of staying on the East, and actually, coming up, we've got a lot of East. So here we go with California and Tasha. Hey, Tasha, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Oh, of course. Great. Thank you. Did you have a question for Joseph tonight?
Yes, in regards to a friend that I've been dating for 5 months, almost six months, and his name is Christopher. And any messages from the other side have on that?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were asking me, Tasha. You have a friend, Christopher, but you're looking for messages from the other side.
Mm-hmm. I've been dating this guy for 5 months, almost 6 months now, named Christopher, and I want to know if the other sides have any messages on that, or if you get anything on that.
Well, what I'm seeing is it seems like everything started out very good, very smooth, swift and rapid movement. There was a little bit of struggle, I want to say, about 2 months ago, and then that pressure was lifted and removed. There's an older, darker-haired woman who's around Christopher. And she's causing him some problems. She has dark hair, either brown or black hair, possibly salt and pepper, but more on the darker side. She seems to be very insecure. Her insecurities cause for her to be less than motivated. She's trying or going to be thinking she's clever, trying to unload her burdens and her responsibilities on Christopher, causing him extra added stress.
Oh, okay.
And as the season progresses and the new year draws closer, I see a lot more balance coming into Christopher's life. Thus, he'll be ready to draw closer to you, to where even though you're telling me that you've been dating for 5 months, I'm seeing a whole new affair of the heart. I'm seeing a whole new relationship, same guy.
Okay. So what month do you see us drawing closer?
That's going to be December, or perhaps early January is when the balance will start to come into his life. And then you'll start to draw closer. As the calendar changes from 2015 to 2016, it's going to seem like a whole new relationship.
Okay.
A whole new beginning for you.
So did we still long-term meet him?
Well, the turbulence is going to calm down. It feels like there's been turbulence over the past, I want to say, 3 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Okay.
Where everything, just because Mercury being retrograde, and then there's about a two-week shadow period there, and the communications were off, with Venus just going direct right before Mercury went retrograde, it really threw communications off. And it brought a lot of romance off balance. And it wouldn't surprise me a bit if Christopher has a Earth Sun, like maybe a Virgo or a Capricorn, or perhaps a Virgo.
He's a Virgo.
Okay. Where that Virgo being in the sign of Mercury just made things even more complicated for him, where he knows what he wants to say, but from the thought form to actually verbalizing his thoughts, it gets messed up. And things are going to be calming down. This woman who's causing him such stress, she'll be, like, going away from his life. I don't know if she's a friend or a family member or where she fits in.
His mother.
Well, the woman I see, she's like trying to unload her responsibilities and burdens on him, and it's really causing a lot of stress. But as the balance comes back into his life, he'll be able to focus more on his personal life, draw closer towards you, and you and he can come together and have a much more peaceful, harmonious time compared to what you've had over the past 3 weeks. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Tasha. That sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're talking with Joseph tonight, guys, from psychicsource.com. You can go to the website and find him there. We're going to move on to Antoinette in Pennsylvania. Hey, Antoinette, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Did you have a question tonight for Joseph?
I do, and this is the first time I heard of Joseph, so I'm so glad I have this opportunity to get a sample reading and see how we connect. That's awesome.
Hi, Antoinette.
Hi. Basically, I would really like to know some stuff here about this Dan guy that I'm involved with. I really would like to know if this man is going to be coming to live with me in my home.
Did you say Dan with a D?
Yeah, Danny. Mm-hmm.
Please tell me he's not a younger man with lighter hair.
He is 1 year younger, but he has dark black hair.
Good, good. How old is he?
I am 41. He is about 39 or 40.
Okay, good. When I focus on Dan, he's going through a stressful period in his personal life.
Mm-hmm.
There was recently some hurt, some emotional hurt, emotional struggle around him. And he's really going through a space where he's feeling lonely and unwanted and kind of like in a rut. He can step out of this rut whenever he wants, but he's still, for some reason, choosing to stay in this emotional rut that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be coming to stay with you, providing you still want him to, he can be somewhat impatient and somewhat immature at times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get there. But what's troubling me is there's also this younger man with lighter hair somewhere.
Okay.
It feels like it could be a friend or perhaps a family member that it's going to come with Dan, not to live there, but be around. And you're probably going to like him. He has a bit of an artistic flair. He's fun to be around. But if you befriend him later on, he can create some strong opposition. He can create some opposing energy, perhaps even bringing some disagreements between you and Dan.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But Dan is going to want to come and stay there. You'll just have to overlook the fact that he can be so impatient and sometimes immature.
Mhm. Mhm. Do you see him coming very soon to live here?
It's going to happen, I want to say late November, early December is when you and he will discuss this and actually have confirmation if you and
right.
he both decide that it's a good fit and that's what you both want.
Right. Okay.
There's still a choice to be made. There's still a decision-making process is what I'm seeing.
Right, right. And I can find you at psychicsource.com. That's where you're...
Yes, it's psychicsource.com.
What extension are you at, Joseph?
Because I want to be able to find you because I'll go on there and think, oh, God, who was that guy I was just talking to?
Yeah,
and I'm not going to
I don't have your extension button down here for some
reason.
Okay,
my extension is 7535. And Psychic Source, the great thing about Psychic Source is that whether I'm online or not, there's over 250 readers.
Okay.
And the great thing about Psychic Source is that not only has Psychic Source been around for over 25 years and has really set the standards for the psychic industry,
mm-hmm.
Psychic Source has such a strict screening process.
Okay.
That when they bring a psychic on, just being good simply is not enough. Psychic Source prides themselves on having the best of the best. So,
wow.
Yes, I'm on a lot, and I'm extension 7535, but there's over 250 great readers all the time.
Okay.
Well,
definitely,
not 250 online all the time, but there's 250
right.
plus altogether.
Right. Well, I will definitely look you up in a couple of days and talk to you more privately about this. I feel like we have a good connection and, you know, you seem pretty authentic and stuff like that. So definitely.
Thanks,
all the readers on Psychic Source are very authentic. That's what they take pride on.
Okay.
Me, I consider myself to just be a messenger.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and you are delightful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take a commercial break in just a minute, but let's do one more caller before we do that. Let's go and talk with Karen from Massachusetts. Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm well, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to hear from
you. Hi, Joseph. You
Hi,
as well.
Karen.
Always a pleasure. Always.
You have a question tonight?
Yes. Hi, Joseph. My question is in regards to work. It seems like I feel the pressure to pinpoint exactly what it is that brings me passion and excitement. And I can't pinpoint that when it comes to work. The one thing that is important to me is that I be in an environment that's supportive and helpful and actually nice. It's not so much about what type of work I'm doing, it's the environment that's important to me.
Okay, because you're not getting what you want right now.
No.
Okay, you said important, helpful, and nice. Because I'm not feeling any of those things around you.
No, they're not.
Well, what I'm
exactly.
feeling is it seems like, or it seemed, I want to say back in June, maybe even earlier, April, May, June, like springtime, it felt like things were going to get better. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm seeing is like more of the past. And then it feels like things start to get better, and then they seem to get negative again. There's a young man with dark hair. I don't know where he fits into the work aspect, but he makes me uncomfortable. He doesn't necessarily like to cause trouble, but trouble follows him.
Mm.
And he's an issue or going to be. However, I see a new beginning for you. I wish
yes.
I could tell you it was going to be this month, but it's not. It's going to be closer, I want to say March or April.
That's okay.
Where there's going to be a new opportunity for you,
yes.
where you'll be able to move forward a lot more easily,
yes.
a lot more effortlessly,
yes.
and you're going to be utilizing more of your creative skills, more of your creative
Thank
abilities.
You. Yes.
As I see you building something, constructing something, creating something from scratch,
yes.
even if it's as simple as words on paper, it's something that's tangible that you can actually hold and say, hey, I did this.
Exactly. Yes. Very, very true. And the thing is that this environment has just been, I don't know
toxic.
If the universe is saying, yes, if the universe is saying this is not where you're to be. Don't get comfortable. Don't get comfortable
yeah.
here because this is not where you ought to be. And you're absolutely right about that because I'll get comfortable, but things will go fine. And then it's like all of a sudden it's like there's a whirlwind. And then that'll settle down, I'll get comfortable, and then there's another whirlwind.
And it feels like you're in this by yourself, too.
Oh, okay.
You know, you're in this mess all by yourself,
yeah.
and when you do get comfortable, that's when everything gets pulled out from underneath you again.
Yes. Now, is that yeah. me, or is that the universe?
No, that's the universe assuring you that you're not to be there for long. It's okay for now.
Right.
But you're supposed to be somewhere else doing something else, and you're going to find this. You're absolutely going to find this, and before the springtime turns to summer.
Yes.
You're going to be doing this, and you're going to be feeling much better about life. Your goals, your dreams, and your desires
yes.
will be closer and much more attainable at that point.
Yes.
Because
yes.
right now, and this is not just work-related. This is other aspects of your life. It goes deeper than work, where I'm seeing a void in your life, a hole in your life.
Yes.
Where you're searching, you're seeking. You're
yes.
looking for something entirely new, and you're not even sure what you're looking for.
Yes.
Well, you're going
yes.
to find it.
Yes. Oh,
yeah, that's what's great. And it's coming in the form
yes.
of an offer, and it's happening before the spring turns to summer. That's what I get
yes.
from you.
Yes, this is so beautiful. Now, this person with the dark hair.
You will know him. He's coming to you under the guise. He's coming to you under the guise of a friend looking for a shoulder to cry on.
Oh, geez.
He is going to be work-related, and he's in some sort of trouble, whether it be legal or financial. There's definitely problems here.
I know who it is.
Avoid
Got it.
Confiding
I know who
in.
It is. Yes, I know who it is. I know who it is.
Avoid
yep.
confiding in him. He can upset things for you.
Yeah, yeah. I know who it is. He's been on my mind. I know who he is. He's been on my mind lately.
Well, now you know what to do. Avoid him.
Absolutely, yes.
Or at least right. avoid confiding in him, because I'm seeing that you're not going to be able to avoid him.
Mm.
But you will be able to avoid confiding in him.
Yes, I know who it is. Wow. Joseph, have anyone told you have a beautiful voice?
Well, thank you. You
have
a nice voice,
calming,
also.
Calming voice.
He does, doesn't he?
Yes.
I agree. Yeah, you do.
And it's trusting. You
yeah.
want to move towards him. It's
yeah.
almost like, yeah, beautiful voice.
Thank
positive,
you.
Very positive, upbeat, happy, kind of calming voice
yes.
all at the same time. Yeah.
He's
yeah.
like, you want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
you trust what he has to say.
Yeah,
well,
exactly. Exactly, it's a trusting voice.
Well,
yes.
like I said earlier, I'm just a messenger. I can only pass on the messages that Spirit gives me.
It's
great that Spirit gave you the message, the voice that makes everyone believe the messages you're getting, because that's really
it vibrates in you. You know it. You know that what he's saying is sincere.
It's like, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's beautiful. It really is. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks,
always nice speaking with you.
Thank you, Karen.
Many blessings, and thank you. Alrighty.
Rightest of blessings to you, dear Karen.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break so we can give poor Joseph a couple minutes to drink some water or whatever, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Everyone, hold on.
Hi, I'm Diane.
And this is Denise.
And we want to invite you to listen to the History Goes Bump podcast.
Ghost tours for the theater of the mind.
The History Goes Bump podcast, a show featuring a look at historic locations, people, and events with a twist. This history podcast is haunted. So grab your slippers, hot chocolate, flashlight, and maybe even that baseball bat, and join us.
You can find the show at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and other various podcast catchers.
Check out the website at historygoesbump.com.
Keep it spooky.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
This is Daria Ann, co-founder of Right Stream, author, ghostwriter, and radio host. And I want to invite you to rejoice in the flow of creativity with me every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Each week, I interview talented independent authors in a variety of genres, from inspiring memoirs and compelling love stories to futuristic dystopias and suspenseful mysteries. I cover it all. My guests and I also delve into all aspects of writing and independent publishing, including overcoming writer's block and using social media for success. Join me every week for Write Stream Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern here on the Write Stream Radio Network.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Right Stream Radio every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, I'm Lisa Tarvis.
Hi, I'm Daria Ann.
Ladies, we want to invite you to kick your shoes off, pour yourself a glass of wine, and join us for Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
This women's lifestyle show covers everything important to women, from taking care of yourself and looking your best to dealing with cancer and escaping domestic violence.
Indulge in little girl talk with us every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to Just Believe Radio on the Right Stream Radio Network, and we are talking tonight with Joseph from PsychicSource.com. Thank you, Joseph, so much again for being here tonight. We have so many people holding to talk to you, but I know we had one get disconnected, and I'm trying to keep her number 7.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be on with you, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I want to see if I can get Susie from California. Susie, are you there? Susie?
Hello?
Oh, good. You are there. I was worried.
Hi, it's Sophie. That was closer. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, it's Susie.
Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Joseph, for taking my call. Yeah, I accidentally hit the off button and lost my place in queue, but here I am. Thank you so much. I wanted to ask, I have had a claim, an insurance claim, and we're hitting the 2-year mark where we haven't settled on an amount. And if we don't by the end of December, then it would go into arbitration. But as the claims adjuster let me know, they can keep negotiating up to the very last hour. So my question to you would be is, would I have to go into arbitration, at the beginning of next year, or will this be settled before then for the amount that I can live with?
I'm not seeing an amount.
Okay.
What I am seeing is, I'm seeing stagnation. Everything seems really stagnant. I don't know why I'm seeing this about an insurance claim, but I'm seeing spiritual growth. You must have been praying or meditating a lot about this right now.
It's a slow process, so yeah, 2 years to work it out, but it was a healing process, and during that process, a spiritual growth did take place, absolutely, because I was in pain, and sometimes it happens that way.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but it seems like a healing has already transpired, but you're more interested in the actual claim. And I don't believe you're going into the arbitration process, because right now you're looking at the struggle. You're looking at the confusion. You're looking at the loss, almost to the point where you're worried. And everything's going to be in limbo for a while, where you're just not going to know what's going on. And at the last minute, I'm sorry, did you say claims adjuster?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't know anything about this stuff. I know about energy. And your claims adjuster, like that person said, that they can negotiate right up until the last minute, and they're going to.
Okay.
And they're going to keep you in limbo, and then at the last minute, they're going to come through and not necessarily give you everything you want, but enough that you can at least feel good about the situation, enough to bring it to a close.
Okay. Yeah, we're almost there. So there's another month and a half we have until it's decided we have a date, and after that date, then that means arbitration after that date. But
what I'm seeing is stagnation, and they're really going to keep you in limbo.
Yeah, that's the name of the game. That's the name of the game. So that's very right on. But if we don't go into arbitration, which actually is not a long process, I'm told by an attorney, if we don't go into arbitration, then that means it would be settled in a month and a half. But, it's like playing poker. You know what I mean? I think it's something like that. You try to bluff the other person.
I see it coming to an end for you.
Okay.
I get what you're saying, Sophie, too, because a lot of the stuff is about like they expect you to get desperate for the money, or they expect you to get tired of fighting or whatever, so they keep it going to the very last second. So many of these type of things I've seen settle like the day before it was supposed to do, go to trial or something, So that's
right.
Patience is the answer here, I think.
Patience
is
the exact word. I mean, goodness, when I focus on your energy, I'm tired of waiting, and this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, no, but I feel like now it's only a matter of 6 weeks, so I've waited long enough, you know, and I've written a letter and a counter offer and a letter and a counter, you know what I mean? It's gone back and forth and back and forth. So a month and a half, 6 more weeks is, but I think it's the thing of where the cards, you know, just to the very ends, you know, they're going to try to, yeah, okay. And then I feel like,
oh, time, and then pressure will be lifted and removed. And basically what I'm seeing is you'll be able to get on with your life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't want to have to keep writing these letters. Yeah, I agree. Thank you so much, Joseph. You're a gem. And
thank
I want to give everybody else a chance.
Yeah, good luck with everything. And thanks so much for calling in. And I hope that everything works out exactly how you want it to.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Those good wishes and good energy. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So let's see who we've got up next. Okay. Double ooh. This is the name says deep, and it's someone from the UK. So let's take that. Hello. What time is it over there?
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. It's close to 1 a.m. in the morning.
That's what I was thinking when I saw that. I'm like, crap, it's getting late over there. We better get this poor person on. Okay. Anyway, did you have a question for Joseph tonight?
Yes, I do. Hi, Joseph. You do have a great voice, though.
Well, thank you.
So this is with regards to a girl I have in mind. Her initials are D. I'll give away her name. She's called Dimitra. She's a good friend since the last couple of years or more. We do like each other, but she's coming out of a relationship, which is why I'm giving her time and space. So what do you see between us in terms of relationship developing?
Okay, let me see if I can get her name right. Dimitra, am I saying that properly?
Yes, that's the right way.
Dimitra, yeah. Focusing on you and Dimitra, things are... Cattywampus is the word my guides are giving me. So let's just say off balance. That has to sound better than cattywampus. What I'm seeing is a jigsaw puzzle where all the pieces don't fit. Nothing's falling into place right now for you and her. It seems like there's a need for more self-discipline. There's going to be a delay. She's concerned about money and financial issues going on in her life. That's going to get a little more intense. And you're telling me that she's coming out of a relationship, but
yeah,
I don't think it is completely over yet. The ending has yet to happen. She's not completely out of that relationship yet. There's still lingering energy and loose ends that need tied up before she's free of that old negative energy that's been surrounding this relationship for, I want to say, 2 years. There's been 2 years worth of quarrels and disagreements and bickering, and it's all over little minor things. I'm seeing these wee little problems that lead to larger disagreements, and they snowball. And she really needs to sever this old relationship. I see her in like a little boat, like a wee boat, where the water on one side is very rough and stormy, and the water on the other side is very peaceful and calm, which is very symbolic, where once she brings this relationship to a complete close and there's a complete severing, then she'll experience more peace of mind and more harmony in her life and be ready to move forward, and you and her draw closer together, which is going to happen very rapidly. And there's something significant in early February.
Right. Do you see us having the potential to take it forward to a long-term relationship leading to a marriage?
Well, let's walk before we run.
Yeah.
Don't think marriage. Think dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
From there, you'll be able to move forward into a relationship that will be very fruitful, and you'll be able to grow. I wish I could tell you yes, but I don't see marriage anytime soon. She's definitely going to need some healing because the last 2 years have been very, very difficult for her.
Mm-hmm. And do you see me being the right person for her and her being the right person for me?
Well, I know Grandma said there's a lid for every pot, but there's more than one lid for every pot. I don't see anything around her or around you that could prevent the two of you from coming together and growing. This is really a time where when I focus on you and her, I'm seeing a river. And this is very symbolic. Again, there's a lot of water here. I don't know why I keep seeing all this water around this relationship. But there's this river flowing. And it's very symbolic, telling me that this is the time to flow with. She's thinking, oh my goodness, I just want to have a peaceful day, and you're thinking marriage. So once she starts thinking that you and her can have good times together and grow, and you start thinking on that same level, that's when the two of you can come together and have a fruitful, growing relationship where the opportunity will present itself, and I want to say early February, as it may take her that long to bring this to a complete close and start the healing process. So by you just flowing with, remember that river, flow with. Don't try to force anything in one direction or the other. And that's how this woman who's been dominating your thoughts can actually come in. And you and her can come together and spend time together and really enjoy a heartfelt, growing relationship. That's what I get there for you.
Yeah, sure. Great. So is it all right to wait for her to get in touch with me?
Absolutely. Remember that river. Flow with. For now, just be a friend. Just be a friend. This is not a time to talk about emotions and feelings and relationships. This is a time to just be a friend. And when the time is right to take it to the next level, once her healing has progressed to that point, she'll let you know. Because there is a strong connection there. She really likes you.
Yes, she does, but I'm worried that I'll be, if I'm in the friends category for too long, she won't see me the other way, in a different way.
I'm not feeling that. She hasn't been seeing you as a potential romantic partner because she already has one. And she already has one that causes a lot of uneasy feelings and a lot of opposing energy and stresses her out. So by you just being a friend and a listening ear, you're not going to cause any stress, and she'll be thinking, gee, this is easy. And after what she's been through, easy is going to seem pretty appealing.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
So just take your time. Take your time, be a friend. Don't think marriage, think dinner.
Yeah, sure, thank you.
I hope I shed some light on things for you.
You
good
did
luck,
very well. Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Trish. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Now he can go to bed. My goodness, it's getting so late over there. It's just crazy. I'm so bad with time zones. I can't even keep the U.S. right straight, let alone, you know, move in other countries. But anyway, let's move on to Lisa from Florida. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have a question for Joseph tonight?
I do. I was just wondering what you see coming up for my finances.
Wow. I'm seeing spiritual growth here, too. This is unique, as the last caller that asked about finances, I saw spiritual growth, too. So you must, again, be praying or meditating more than usual. I'm seeing your money getting better, and it's happening soon. Soon and very soon indeed, before 90 days pass. There's news coming, a letter or phone call that spells happiness. This day and age, it could be a text or an email. But it's going to have very specifically to do with your finances and a choice that you're going to have to make. I see you at a crossroads, where you're going to have to make a choice, and at first it's going to seem like a lateral move from one financial situation, probably a career situation, to another, where they seem very much alike. Okay. And an offer being made, I want to say, sometime between mid-December till mid-January. It's that soon. Some sort of an offer being made, which will cause for a choice. And I see your money getting better before 2016 progresses very far along.
Oh, that's good.
Because right now everything seems cloudy is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing like a black, murky, gooey kind of a water where you're stuck in a very restricted set of circumstances and you just can't see through the water to see what awaits you at the bottom of the pond.
Yeah.
But you're on the right track by putting yourself in the situation, perhaps sending out resumes and networking, whatever it is you're doing, you're going about it right. And there will be an offer made between mid-December and mid-January. Mid-December, mid-January, because the money's going to get better before 2016 progresses very much into the new year.
I supposed to get like a settlement? Like, do you not see that coming?
Okay, that would be a lump sum of money. I don't see that coming right away. I wish I could tell you that it was coming right away. But that's going to be down the road a piece, yeah. Perhaps the message coming would be confirmation that that settlement and that money is getting closer.
Okay.
I want to tell you something good, but I don't see that happening this year where you'll actually receive the money.
Oh, okay.
That'll be after January.
Okay. Great.
I wish I could tell you it would be this month, but I'm not going to build false hope. You don't deserve that.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck, Lisa.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay. I feel bad, but it is what
it is. Yes, I wanted to tell her it was coming right away.
I know. That's the worst thing about this job is that you just, you know, you can't always tell everybody what they want to hear, and it makes things so much easier. I mean, and it's not just about money necessarily. It's about the closure that comes along with it all being over with, you know. And I totally get that. I just settled my dad's estate, and wow, what a, you know, what a incredible long time that took. And, you know, and it's not about having the money. It's about just having it be over, you know, having that closure. So I get what she's saying. Yeah. All right. Let's move on to, I believe this is Naima, if I'm saying the name right. I'm not sure. Naima, is that correct?
Yes, Naima.
Naima.
Hello.
From North Carolina. Do you have a question for Joseph?
Yes. I am so lonely, and I was wondering, do you see me finding a friend and also learning how to be a real friend with healthy boundaries? Do you see me learning that lesson soon and gaining something real?
You have such a sweet energy about you.
Oh, do I?
Thank you. Yes, and you're already so on the right track. You're asking about learning to be a friend, but you're also talking about learning boundaries.
Right.
Which is very important for you because it feels like it's easy for others to take advantage of you. If somebody unscrupulous is around, they can just see you and know, some inner knowing.
Yeah.
That they can
know
take
exactly
advantage of you.
Easy pickings, like they say.
Yeah. It's like you don't know how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you need to practice in order to set these boundaries. You have to be ready when something makes you feel uncomfortable to say no. I don't want to do that. And I'm seeing somebody trying to come into your life right now, in fact. This is right now, over the past 30 days or next 30 to come.
Uh-huh.
And there's still like two other people lingering from your past who you're going to have to stand up for what you believe to be right and true and say no. Because if you don't, I see unhappiness, and I see where it could be detrimental to the new friendship that's trying to happen now. It's going to happen very swiftly and rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I'm also seeing something with the career, the job aspect of your life where you accepted something in the recent past that didn't work out the way you wanted it to.
Yeah.
And that's behind you, dear. Let it there. That's important right now because this career aspect, I know you're asking about friendship and romance is what you're getting. You don't want anything out of the ordinary. What you want basically is somebody you can love who will love you back.
Yeah, basically. Simple. Simple.
And the negative aspect of your life is this new career beginning that didn't work out. Let that behind you. Move forward accordingly. The two people from your past that will try to take advantage of you again before 30 days pass, learn to say no.
Okay.
And you're going to move forward into a new friendship, which will develop into more than just a friendship very swiftly and rapidly.
Okay.
In fact, I want to say before winter reaches its midway point, the opportunity will present itself for this new friendship to grow into something really exciting and really significant.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so you have a lot to look forward to. Just learn to say no. Stand up for what you believe to be right and true. You'll thank yourself later on.
All right, I will.
Sounds like great advice, Naima. Good luck.
It is. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, incidentally, the new friend coming in,
uh-huh,
a wee bit younger than you, darker hair, name could begin with a B, Brian, Byron, something like that. And I'm also seeing
who's younger. Oh, gosh.
Well, a wee bit younger, not. I mean, he didn't just graduate from high school, but yeah, he's a little bit younger.
No cradle robbing going on or anything.
But he's very strong mentally and spiritually. So his faith and wisdom will far make up for his lack of years.
Okay.
He has dark hair and dark eyes.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck, Naima. Thanks for calling
in. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we don't have a whole lot of time left here, but I want to get to Melvin from Georgia. Hey, I believe you've called in before, Melvin. How are you?
Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, glad to. How are you?
I'm up and down. I'm going through a grief. I lost my son.
Oh, no.
I was in the hospital and passed away. And he did the funeral services Saturday passed.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and I was off work, like, for 2 weeks, and the type of job I have, I work full-time hours, but I don't have any sick leave or annual leave days. And my supervisor, she told me that I would be getting paid for those 2 weeks, but now I'm not, and I'm supposed to be getting a check in the mail for unemployment for just maybe 3 or 4 days, and I haven't received that because I'm trying to get the money to pay my rent for this month. I have went back to work. I went back on the 27th, but we don't get paid again until the 13th. So I was calling to see what you could tell me about it, you know, anything covered up for me to help me out.
Melvin, I'm terribly, terribly sorry to hear of your loss. I know it's terrible. I can't even comprehend what you're feeling because I can see the loss and just focusing on you. I'm getting physically ill just focusing on this, on what you're going through. So
yeah.
It is terrible, terrible. I grieve for your loss. And I am seeing promises being made that can't or won't be kept. That would no doubt be your employment telling you that you're going to get paid, and then something transpiring that whoever promised you that doesn't have control over. The good thing is that your money is coming soon. The money that is due you and is coming to you, and I don't see any terrible repercussions happening with the people that you owe money to. That's going to fall into place, and you have just suffered such a great loss that you don't need any more problems, and I don't see problems on the horizon. So you can move forward and do what's necessary to bring about the healing that you need to go through the grieving process and heal the best you can, because you just suffered really the worst period of your life.
Yes, sir. Because I used to go and visit him at the hospital, sleep with him, and he was paralyzed. He was accidentally got shot in the neck area.
Oh, my goodness.
But he was paralyzed in the hospital, different hospitals, five hospitals and five nursing homes.
Dark-haired woman passed away 7 years, like 7 years ago. I want to say a seven-year marker. Dark-haired woman passed away.
Maybe my mother in 2009.
Okay. Because there's this dark-haired woman, and I'm seeing a seven-year marker. The dark-haired woman left us like 7 years ago, and she was waiting for your son upon his arrival.
Hmm.
And I'm seeing a black and white dog around him, too. This black and white dog playing at his feet.
Black and white. Oh, yeah. I used to have a Jack Russell.
And he really loved this black and white dog, and the dog loved him because they're together.
Okay.
And I know it's not a consolation when we lose someone we love and we're experiencing that heartbreak to know they're doing well. But I feel a deep sense of peace and harmony around your son. The dark-haired woman is with him. The black and white dog is with him. And what I'm feeling when I focus on your son, it's like as soon as his spirit left his body, it was like an instant release and a peaceful, harmonious energy just came over him. Where it was like an all-new healing for your son's spirit.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a consolation when we lose someone we love to know they're experiencing such a beautiful, harmonious energy because you're heartbroken and it's going to take time to heal, but you're going to.
Yeah, unfortunately, our missing them doesn't ever go away, and that's what's so horrible about it. But, you know, sometimes I think it is comforting, Joseph and Melvin. I think, you know, it's comforting to know that they're okay and that their crossing over was a beautiful experience, not something that they were afraid of or anything like that.
And I'm also feeling a woman whose name begins with an L, Laura, Linda, Louise, Lana, something like that.
No, I don't know.
Okay, this is somebody, a relative or somebody close who passed away quite a while back, who is also around your son.
Could it be a grandparent or something, Melvin? Do you know, a grandmother?
No, my grandmother was Rose, and only someone with an L is my father.
No, this isn't L. It's a female L. You can think back on it later, and hopefully it'll come to you.
Yes,
yeah. And it can always be an aunt, a cousin. I mean, somebody, you know, that you may not even necessarily remember off the top of your head. But
or it could be a great-grandparent, somebody back away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes we've never met them, you know, in this life.
I probably have some of the youngest in my family. My older sisters and brothers maybe can remember that. I actually, but when you say some good things are coming my way, because I've been really struggling. I really like coaching football. That's what I love to do. I used to do it. And I want to get back to that and keep my mind focused on these young kids and maybe, you know, meet someone. And I'm interested in someone, but I'm just tired of being lonely.
Well, you're going to be experiencing a healing. And a bruised or broken heart is the most excruciating pain known to mankind. And you just had your heart broken, obviously. And the only bridge between hurt and healing is time. And activity is the only buffer. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're starting the process. And soon you'll start to have more good days than bad ones.
Okay.
You know what? I always think sometimes that isn't that what everybody wants? More good days than bad. I mean, you know, it just seems like it seems like there's so much heartache in the world, you know, and everybody's not going to always have a great day. So, your situation, Melvin, is just so tragic and so sad. And trust me, all I wish for you is peace and happiness. You know, there's always going to be something missing, I think, from your life, but it doesn't mean that it still can't be an awesome life. So I wish you well.
Okay, no, thank you. You know, it's just kind of hard. Yeah.
Oh,
it's hard. It is hard. It's crazy, man. You know, I just lost my son, and then I'm trying not to get kicked out of my home, and that's what I'm really doubling up on.
You're not going to lose your home. I don't see you moving, no.
Okay.
Right now is the time for you to just heal on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
And it will take time.
It's really easy for people to, like you and me, think, okay, the money's coming. That money that's owed you is coming, because I feel the same thing that Joseph was saying is, you know, but it's so hard to say it's coming, but it's really hard to not have it, you know. So I get that, and I totally do. But I totally agree with what he said. It's definitely coming, and the focus right now has to be on your healing and your finding peace with your son being at peace. You know, every time I try to imagine what you're going through, it actually just is so hard as a parent. I don't know how you survive that. I don't know how you, you know, you get through that and come back. Yeah.
I just pray and I just pray and pray. And I just try to stay busy and start praying again some more. And just, you know, be around people and pray and go to little football games and just try to stay strong. And it's hard because when I come home by myself and no one here but me, and that's when it really hits me big time at night, really big time, so I can't sleep. But it's I never felt this way, you know.
Yeah.
No disrespect to my mother or nothing, but this is how painful is her when she passed away.
Well, you know what? It's natural to lose your mother. It's kind of expected that you're going to lose your parents at some point. It's certainly not expected. It's not expected to lose a child. I think that is just so not. And the way it's, you know, that we think of our lives, you know, we always think our children are going to outlive us. And, you know, it's generation to generation. And when something tragic like this happens, you know, there's just no way, you know, no one can say anything that's going to 100% comfort you. But you have to know that this is just a phase of what the human soul, what a soul goes through. This place we're at right now is a phase of it, and there's something beyond this that is so much better, and without pain and without evil and without meanness and
heartache and any kind of pain at all, that all is gone, you know. And I think that's so important to keep close to your heart right now, and to know that he's at a level actually beyond where you're even able to be at right now. And there has to be a reason, and we'll never know what it is, and nothing anybody ever says is going to make you understand that, because until you're with him, you're not going to understand it. But there's a reason he was called, you know, to be there, and what that is, who the heck knows? And I really think you're praying and you're talking to God about this, and you know, and expressing your sadness and even anger at times. It's okay, you know. You just go through what you feel. Don't try and swallow any of the feelings. I think it's very important for us during grief, especially, to feel every feeling and to honor every feeling that we feel, because, you know, without that, I don't think healing can take place.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, ma'am. And, you know, it's hard for me because, see, when I do go, when I work with mentally ill clients, and they're not in their stable mind, and I'm not either. It is hard. Because I'm trying to understand them, but they don't understand me. And it is hard for me when I go to work. But I get through that and just pray and just, you know, treat them nice. And, you know, sometimes I get a little itchy, but I catch myself.
Yeah.
And I can't afford to take more time off because it's just me. And I don't have a wife or a mate to help me, you know, along the way until I get back right, get back on my feet. So it's just a struggle. It's hard, but I do know that I will persevere. I will be lifted up out of this. And
I believe you will.
Yeah, I know he's happy. I really do. I really do. I believe. Yeah, I know when he made a transition. And he made a choice, and because it's kind of weird, because tonight the doctor called me. My other son and I rode out of town about 45 miles from my home, and we had to go up there, and my son was in a coma. He had been in a coma for about maybe 3 weeks, and my son prayed over him, and my daughter prayed, and when I prayed, my son opened his eyes, and he looked around the room at everybody.
Wow.
And I was just calling out Jesus the Lord. And I believe that he was letting us know that he was finna leave us. And about 4 days later, he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That Sunday night, he passed away.
God bless you, and I hope and pray that you are able to come out, you know, as strong or stronger than you started this with. I mean, no one who's a parent that hasn't gone through this can ever even imagine, and it actually hurts our hearts to even go there in our heads, you know. You're going through, in my opinion, a parent's absolute worst nightmare. So much comfort from me, and I'm sure from all of our listeners and Joseph as well, that you're able to, you know, move on and hopefully find some way to live with it.
Yes, ma'am.
You keep us posted on how you're doing. Call back in. You know, we're here every Sunday, 7 p.m. So call back in and let us know how you're doing, because definitely, you know, you're much on the minds of all of us. So please keep us posted.
All right. Thank you, Mom, very much.
Thank you.
You will be in our thoughts and prayers.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Thank you all so much.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that is, you know, Malvin, I think, was on one other time at least, and, you know, and so we've kind of lived this tragedy with him a little bit, and it's like I said, Joseph, I mean, for me as a parent, I can't even go there. My brain going there makes me lose it. You know what I mean? Even just trying to imagine that,
yes,
that sort of thing. But you know, I just don't know that things get much worse than that, you know? So, we all wish Malvin so much peace and so much comfort, during this horrible time. And I, you know, and it just, it makes you mad when your boss doesn't work with you, your company doesn't work with you. Are you kidding me? I mean, karma, come on.
Yeah.
You know, it just, what? I mean, why in the heck will, you know, would people, you know, kick you when you're down like that? I'll never understand that. And that's just one of my my weaknesses, I guess, is that I don't understand how you don't help someone going through something like this. And I think some people are just so uncomfortable with the whole aspect of thinking about what he's going through that they'd rather ignore it than offer comfort or help, you know? And that's, I think, just, again, another sad human weakness. But anyway, so, all right, that was sad, but Malvin is a really great person, and I wish him so much comfort. I just every time we talk to him, he's just been going through so much. So
yeah.
Anyway, so all right, we're out of time actually tonight, everyone, but I want to tell everybody next week, you guys, I tell you this every week, but I know it's different callers every week, but there is a way to make sure you get on the show. Well, there's a 95% chance you're going to get on the show. If you call at 6:45 p.m. Eastern Time, 15 minutes before the show actually airs, start calling in, and you're going to be in the top. We take them in order in which people have called. That's how we take the callers. There is no, you know, there's no other way. It's not random or anything like that. We go in order in which you call in. So if you call in before the show starts, Blog Talk will not let us take calls before 6:45, but at 6:45 we can start taking calls. So call in then, and you're going to be sure to get on the call. Joseph, thank you so much for doing the readings. Everyone loves you. The chat room has just been lighting up with great comments about you, and everyone agrees that you just have an awesome voice. So that's cool.
Thank you.
Have a comforting voice, you know, that's a kind of good thing for a psychic, I think, you know, to have a good voice. So and thank you, and please, everyone, remember the reason I ask these psychics to come on every week is so you guys go and find them off air. Okay, so go to psychicsource.com and hire someone. Joseph, obviously you all love him, hire Joseph. Joseph, tell me your extension again.
7535.
So go to extension 7535 at psychicsource.com. And if Joseph's not working, somebody else is. And these are at Psychic Source. These are truly scream psychics. It's not like some of the psychic things where all you have to do is say you're psychic. Okay, you're on. You know, it doesn't work that way. This is actually somebody who has to be qualified and have actual psychic ability. That's right. They require that at psychicsource.com. And that is not true of a lot of the psychic networks that you see on TV or that you see on the Internet. They're not all like that. So I really do love psychicsource.com, and I totally respect what they're doing and love all of their psychics and really feel very comfortable having them on the show. So everyone, remember, that's why they're on here. They're on here to promote themselves and, of course, offer you guys guidance and assistance in getting through this thing we call life, you know. So thank you, Joseph. I hope you'll come back on again. I know we've probably exhausted you tonight, but I hope you'll come back
actually,
on again.
No, actually, I'm feeling really refreshed. You have a wonderful listening audience, and I'm honored that I got to speak with the sweetest of people that I got to speak with on your show tonight.
We have some amazing listeners. We are very, very lucky. And we have some return call, you know, some people that call in often. Other people are new every week. You just never know what, you know, who's going to be calling in. And I love that. But it's so great when the repeat callers call in and update us on what's going on and, you know, and if things did unfold the way, you know, it was predicted. So we really love the people that are, we have an extra special place in our hearts for the people that are listening every week and keeping us updated on their lives. So again, everyone, visit PsychicSource.com, talk to Melvin. Oh, my gosh, isn't that weird how I said that? No, that's really weird.
Well, he's still in our minds and our hearts.
Yeah, I think everybody...
Because it was so tragic.
It is so tragic, and I just want everyone to send lots of prayers to him because it's just, I mean, we're talking about the biggest nightmare I can ever even imagine experiencing, so... But anyway, PsychicSource.com. This is Joseph, everyone, that we've been honored to be listening to tonight. So, again, thank you, Joseph. I hope you'll come back on again.
Absolutely.
And, awesome. Have a fantastic rest of your night, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Brightest of blessings to you, Lisa, and brightest of blessings to everyone listening.
Thanks. Thanks so much, Joseph. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right, everyone, remember that was PsychicSource.com's Joseph, okay? So he is from PsychicSource.com, but his name is Joseph. And as you all know from listening to him, he's fantastic and really, really just very comforting to listen to and to talk to and to get a reading from. So my advice would be for everyone to obviously contact him off air and talk with him. Everyone, Daria, thank you so much for, as you always do, screening the phone calls tonight. That was great. And, oh, by the way, our Rightstream Publishing, that we have a new ad, everyone. That's actually it's going to be an on-air ad that we're going to play. That's finally finished, Daria. I just wanted to let you know. So we will be uploading that, so you'll be able to hear that soon. It's really a very, very cool ad. Next up on Rightstream Radio is tomorrow's Monday with Military Monday, John D. Gresham. He's on at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Again, that's Military Monday with John D. Gresham. And everyone, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, tune in to listen to that. And have a fantastic week. We'll talk to you guys next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, have a fantastic week and many, many blessings and much love to all of you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, let's do this. Jog 3 miles before breakfast. Make it to work by 9. Run out for a salad at lunch. Oh, time to own that meeting at 3. Yes, 10,000 steps. What's next?
Fearless is not hitting snooze. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. With more healthy benefits and tools, no one does more to help you live fearless. Sign up at fepblue.org/action by December 14th.